We start from the book Universal Prayers by Swami Yatheeswarananda. Samano mantra samita tismarani samanam manas sahachitta mesham samaniva akritis samana hradayani cha samana mastu o mano vatha vastu sahasati. Common be your prayer, common be your yearn, common be your purpose, common be your deliberation, common be your desires, unified be your hearts, unified be your intentions, perfect be the union amongst you. Rig Veda 10, 191, 3, 4. I am now going to read letters Swami Nisheshayananda, Swamiji from the Ramakrishna Mission, who was serving in Zimbabwe, wrote to many devotees in the USA during 1970s and 80s. I'm not going to read the names, but I will just read the letters. And these were given to me by Swami Brahmarupananda at the Washington, D.C. Center. First letter from Ramakrishna Vedanta Center, Box 1096, Salisbury, Zimbabwe, dated February 15, 1982. My dear, love and best wishes for a happy and prosperous new year for you, wife, daughter, and all friends. Trust all are doing well. Your health must have improved, so also the health of your wife, who wanted to reduce her weight. I had just now finished writing a letter to the who have been blessed with a baby boy. Mrs. is working, but Mr. wrote that he is waiting for to get a job. What about you and doctor? Doctor, who is also in touch with me, wrote that you two are waiting for something to turn up soon. The only thing I can do from here is to do some exercises and guiding thought, as we used to do on some occasions during our satsangs. Close the eyes and mentally picture about a dozen of us, including myself, sitting together as in Dr. Subramanian's flat or in the home of Mr. Falk in Easton. See in imagination, in attractive picture form, in bright colors, all those 12 people sitting there relaxed. Their attention is active. It is made to move by the urge to perfection from within. God Himself is appearing as that urge to express infinite power, infinite wisdom, and infinite bliss. He Himself is creating those bodies out of the food eaten by them. God is appearing as food also. In fact, it is all His play as food and digestive power, as the bodies and as the seemingly separate minds. It is all His one undivided creative office, cosmic mind. From it come all egos and all elements, tanmatras. Tanmatras become all sense objects, like sounds on all ears. So do all touches and all skins, all colors and all eyes. So do all tastes and all tongues, and all smells and all noses. In short, all the things seen, thought of, and remembered are Himself in different times, forms and function. To Him in all those forms, flowers of thankful adoration. May all those 12 manifest power, wisdom, and bliss infinite. Then slowly add 120 people more and showers flowers on all as before. Then add progressively 1,200, then 12,000, then 12 million, then 4,500 million people and shower floors of adoration on Him, appearing as the rotating earth with all its inhabitants, which are His forms only. Shower flowers again, then see the interspace through which flow all creative powers and harmony. Shower flowers again on the interspace, then see the heavens with all the galaxies, self-luminous bodies, moving at fantastic speeds, sending out creative energies in all directions. Shower flowers and heavens too, then slowly come back through interspace, showering slowly flowers. Then come to the earth, shower flowers. Then reduce the number of people to thousands, hundreds, then the original 12, all his form. In this process of guided thinking, there is no I and mind seeking a job. We become bodiless, well-wishers of all, lovers of all, servers of all. And since thought is a suction, what we imagine to be showering on others is attracted to us second by second. In due course, this showering must bring suitable jobs, name more, new persons, new objects, and new events to bless us. I can do this, putting Dr. Yourself and Mr. together along with the fox, who are also in some trouble of their own. I need not be physically in USA near you. Distance in the waking world does not affect thought. What we call our thought is the creative will of God. It works everywhere in all respects and draws to the thinker what he needs for perfection. You too can try this gently, confidently. Imagine we are all sitting together as we did many times before. Then close the eyes and guide thoughts along these lines, covering earth, interspace, and the heavens, showering flowers of thankful adoration all the time. Then slowly come back to interspace to the earth, then back to the original starting place, enriched by the widened awareness. Job must come. The time of waiting can be wisely used for showering flowers in imagination. I am using a book called Three Magic Words, You Are God by U.S. Anderson. Page 251 to 252 deal with imagination. This play of imaginary, which we may summon into our conscious mind, he says, has absolutely no limit upon it except what we ourselves impose. All creative impulses spring from imagination. Then he speaks of Columbus, Orwell Wright, and so on. Of course, he does not use the imagination of showering flowers. Please keep me in contact through letters when convenient. Except one typewriter and the trolley. All my luggage has come back. Thanks to you all for your help and Dr. J's. With love and prayers and showering flowers and all. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. We will close with another prayer. Kayena vacham manasaindriyarvyam buddhyotmanavat prakruto svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. This means that everything I do, everything good, bad, indifferent, by my body, by my mind, thoughts, I surrender all of them to Sri Narayana, who is the divine incarnate appearing as all of us. Thank you.